Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win. That was prophesied from when? Back in one of the old time prophets. And Jesus said, listen to me, fulfill all righteousness, fulfill the prophecy. He said, go and you're going to find a colt, an ass that no man would sit on. Listen to me, loose him and let him go. And if any man ask you, say, the master have need. Listen to me, prophecies being fulfilled in someone's life. I decree and I declare, this year, the prophecy is being fulfilled in your life. Listen to me, stir up the gifts. Amen. Stir up the prophecy. Stir up the prophecies that have gone out of you by the laying of your hands. Stir up the gifts in you. It's time to stir up every gift, amen, and lay claim to every prophecy that's gone out over your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There's some words spoken over you. There's some words spoken over your family. There's some words spoken over your marriage. There's some words spoken over your children. There's been some words spoken over you, amen, that you're going to be a man of God, that you're going to be a woman of God, that you're sent to the nations, that God is going to use you for his glory. Listen to me, there's some words gone out of your life. It's time for us to stir it up, amen, and war the good warfare with the prophecies that are over your life. War a good warfare, not a bad one. A good warfare with the words that have gone out over your life. It's time. Listen to me, that donkey was tied up for too long, and some of us have been tied up for too long, and God said, loose him and let him go. It's time for God's people to be loosed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let me try to keep my cool, because I'm shouting and I don't want to shout. In the name of Jesus, some of us, it's time for us to be loose in the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's time for us to be let go. Some of us have been tombed like Jesus, and Jesus saying, listen to me, I got some angels are going to roll away some tomb. Some of us who are the living dead, we get saved and was on fire for God, but some of us, because of some situation, some church hurt, a pastor may have said something, a sister may have said something, they hurt you in church, said things about you in church, you were treated badly in church, and you've lost your spark, lost your fire, you lost your desire to go to church, lost your desire to serve God, you lost all desire, amen, to pray, lost all desire to read your word, you've just lost all godly desire and interest in the things of God. Why? That tells you that you've been tombed, you've been locked up, you're in grave clothes. But let me tell you something, now there's a great angel coming, because the angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear him and delivereth them. I decree and I declare, deliverance is coming your way even now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and I declare that this is someone's resurrection Sunday, that God is resurrecting some dead things, amen, and he's quickening those that had been bound. You're being quickened today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I'm saying it again, that many of you are being quickened today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the Bible says, behold, where am I? 28. Calm down, preacher. Calm down. 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. Who came first? Who came first? When the men were hiding, who came? While it was yet dawn, that means it's early. They couldn't wait until the Sabbath had passed, because you know the Sabbath, they don't do nothing. Until this early dawn, the next day, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. They knew it had been guarded, but they just wanted to be near him. Oh, listen to me, there's some women that just want to be near God. They're like Mary and Martha. Listen, Martha's cumbered about much thing. But let me tell you something, it was just the Mary's quiet, cumbered about much thing. But listen, Martha sat at the feet of Jesus. There's some woman that just wanted to be near him. She couldn't even get in the tomb. She don't know how she's going to see him, but she just wanted to be near him. When the men were locked up, scared for their life. That's why some men got something about it's woman preachers. Let me tell you something now. There's more women in the church than men. You take out the women out of church, you have no church. Let me just pause and have a drink there. And behold, there was a great earthquake. Let me tell you something now. Those who tried to stop your blessing, they're going to feel the shaking of God. And the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Let me tell you something now. That which man tried to intend to block it, God is just sitting upon it and saying, let me just roll this thing out of the way. Listen to me. When man tried to stop your blessing, listen to me. God said, God sits in the heaven and laughed, the Bible says. God, when God is man a plan and God a wipe out, listen to me, God sits in the heaven and he laughs. The Bible says that an angel rolled away the stone and sat upon it. Listen to me. What man is trying to plan to block you, God will roll it away and sit on it to show that he has all authority over all man, over principalities, over powers. Why? Because we're seated of him in heavenly places, far above all principality and power. Listen, no demon can stop you. No devil can hinder you. Listen to me. You have the same spirit to raise up Jesus Christ from the dead dwelling in you. Let me go on with the scripture. And his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment was white as snow. You see, in these last days, I believe we're going to see more angelic activity coming to the close of this age. Amen. I believe that God is sending angels, ministering spirits, and God is awakening many, and God is quickening many. I believe that God is raising up a generation that will not take no for an answer. I believe that God is raising up men and women of God that will go forward, take him at his word. The men and women will not be afraid what man can do, but put their trust in God. I believe that God is raising up a generation, amen, that will walk of the Lord and listen to his voice and be obedient to his instructions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the Bible says, and for fear of them, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Let me tell you something now. Those people that tried to stop you, block you, let me tell you something. They become as dead men. Listen to me. Touch not the Lord's anointing. You better be careful. Tell your enemies, don't be careful. I'm dangerous in these last days because I have Jesus Christ of Nazareth on the inside. The Bible said those that tried to block and seal and tomb up the cave, let me tell you something, an angel come, wipe that thing away with no fear, no struggle, no stress. I'm telling you, the miracle that God has for you, you're not going to need to struggle, you're not going to need to work for it, you just need to trust God for it and watch God work. Why? Because it's been prophesied that Jesus Christ would rise from the dead. It's been prophesied, your comeback has been prophesied. Listen to me, your setback was only a setup. Listen to me, it's been prophesied that you're going to come back. You're going to come back from that divorce, you're going to come back from the hurt, you're going to come back from the fall, you're going to come back from the setback, you're going to come back from that financial disaster, you're going to come back from that failed business, you're going to come back from that failed ministry. There's a comeback in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, someone listening today, there's a comeback, has been, your comeback has been prophesied in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yeah, it was painful, yeah, it was shameful, but let me tell you something now, your comeback has already been prophesied. Like Peter, you think God never knew Peter was going to fail? He said, listen to me, Peter, the devil is looking to sift you. And some of us have been sifting in this season. We've gone through some things that felt uncomfortable. Listen to me, the last 5-7 years have felt uncomfortable. And we're saying, where is God? God, are you still with me? And God has always been there. But listen to me, he allowed the enemy to sift you, but he didn't allow the enemy to take you. Should I tell you why? You're in the hands of the Savior. And Jesus said, no man can pluck them out of my hands. And listen to me, he said, listen to me. When you are strengthened, when you are converted, strengthen the brethren. You think God didn't know Peter was going to fall, but God also knew that Peter was going to be converted, and he prophesied his comeback, and he said, when you are converted, strengthen the brethren, encourage someone that's down, lift up someone that's low, listen to me, lift up someone that needs to hear the word of God. He said, when you are converted, I prophesy a comeback to someone listening today, in the mighty name of Jesus, I prophesy a comeback. Listen to me, Jesus came back from the dead, and I prophesy you're coming back from the fall, you're coming back from that which you thought was shameful, that which you thought you couldn't get over. There's a comeback coming your way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the Bible says, for fear of the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not. I want to let someone know, I don't care what you're going through, don't fear. Listen to me, anytime God sees someone, angels see someone, the first thing you tell them, fear not. Should I tell you why? Mankind has a tendency, because of our fallen, sinful, damaged nature, we have a tendency to fear. But the first thing God would tell a man, tell a woman, tell you, tell me, fear not. I want to let someone know, don't fear. Don't fear what the enemy will say, don't fear what the enemy do. He said, fear not. For I know, you see, God knows what we're looking for. God knows what we're seeking after. God knows our heart's desire. He knows all about us. He knows the deepest sources, the deepest thoughts and motives of the heart. There's nothing you can hide from God. He said, I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. I know you're looking for him. I know all about you. I know that's why you've come. I know all about you. Listener, God knows all about you. He knows all about me. He knows all about us. So that's why we just be real with God. Just be real with him. I'm going to say the aim. Just be real with the Savior. Amen. He said, he is not here, for he is risen as he said, oh my God, let me slow down. What has God said to you? Dear listener, what has God said to you? He said, it's expedient for you that I go. If I do not go, the comfort will not come. But if I go, I will send him away from you. He said, he's going to remind you of all things whatsoever I have said unto you. He said, he is risen as he is sent. What is it that God has told you that you've forgotten about? I tell people, when you're going through the dark times, remember what he told you in the light. What is it that he's told you that you've forgotten? What is it he's told you that you've now got amnesia about and you think that God has left you? What is it that he has told you? He said, he is not here. He is risen as he has told you. Oh my God. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. I told people, let me tell you something now. When you go to Saudi Arabia and they run around the big black box, man. No, Muhammad's grave. Listen to me. Muhammad is in his grave. Confucius is in his grave. Ali Selassie is in his grave. All these great men that they consider to be someone or something, they're all in their grave. But come see. Come. Come to the tomb. It's empty. If you go to Jerusalem, go to Israel, go to Jerusalem. Now go to a little inn and it'll say above the inn, he is not here. He is risen. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee. And there you shall see him. Lo, I have told you. And he departed quickly from the sepulchre, for fear and great joy, and did run and bring the disciples word. My late bishop, my spiritual father, he said, women were the first to bring the good news. Men didn't believe it, but women were the first to bring the good news. I want to let women know that you have a job to do in the kingdom. You have a job to do. Listen to me, there's some men, I don't know why I'm going there. There's some men that have a problem with women preachers. Let me tell you something now. The gospel is what saves the souls of men. Is that right? Yeah, you know that's right. I know you're listening. The gospel, amen, is preached. And when men hear, they repent and they're saved. Amen. They repent and put their trust in Jesus and they're saved. Now, are you going to not receive the gospel because it's a woman giving it to you? Supposing you was on a ship now, and the ship just unfortunately now, like the Titanic, hit an iceberg and broke up, and now you're drowning because it's cold and it's deep and you can't swim, and a woman comes along in a lifeboat and she throws you a lifeboat. What are you going to say to her? No, I'm not going to receive this lifeboat because you're a woman. No, you're going to receive it because you want to be saved. Women, there's purpose for you. Women, God has called many women in these last days. You know why? Because there's some men, they're not doing what God tell them to do. And if God don't listen, if a man don't listen, God will speak to a woman. If a woman don't listen, God will speak to a child. If a child don't listen, God will speak to a donkey. But God has to use someone in these last days. Will you be available? Jesus Christ died. Jesus Christ was buried. Jesus Christ rose again. And Jesus Christ is ascended. But more importantly, Jesus Christ is coming again soon. And God is looking for some people, some men, some women, some boys, some girls, some teenagers, black, white, Indian, Chinese, rich or poor, tall or short. God is looking for someone who's going to preach this gospel and let people know the good news that Jesus Christ died for sin. That Jesus Christ took what we deserve. He was delivered up for our offenses, but he was risen again for our justification. That you don't have to work for it, earn it, and you certainly cannot buy it. You just need to receive it. Is there anybody here that will take up the mantle and say, I will be that one? Like Isaiah said, here I am, send me. God is looking for men and women to preach gospel. It's not just the Easter message or a Passover message. It's a call to arms. It's a call, amen, to take up the Great Commission and let people know about the greatest love story that ever happened. Because when God formed man of the dust of the earth, we was perfect. We walked with God. Amen. We talked with God in the cool of garden. But mankind sinned. But the second Adam, the second Adam was sinless, spotless.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.